Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. The word of God, which shall be the basis of our meditation this day, the Holy Spirit has caused to be written in the 15th chapter of St. Paul's letter to the Romans, as it was just read. In Christ Jesus, dear Christian friends, I need to do what's right for me. Have you ever heard those words? We live in a time when self-realization and self-esteem seem to take precedence over everything else, over how others might be hurt by our actions as we seek to gratify ourselves, over the needs of the community around us, which doesn't always intersect with our own particular cravings. How differently St. Paul speaks in today's text. Now we who are strong ought to bear the weaknesses of those without strength and not just please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, to his edification. It's tough for someone whose prime purpose is to please himself, to be a doulos of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, our own self-interest is oft-times inimical to our service to the wayward sheep who are part of the flock that belongs to our Lord Jesus Christ. We are called to love the unlovable, to seek the welfare, especially the eternal welfare of those whose lives and conduct are the very antithesis of what they ought to be. Several years ago, when I was on a trip with our sainted brother, Professor Kurt Marquardt, he started talking about a man he knew who was in prison. Professor Marquardt, whom I sometimes referred to as the patron saint of the lost cause, knew what it was like to bear the weaknesses of those without strength and not just please ourselves. Whether it was visiting a prisoner or working with the poverty-stricken population of Haiti, or trying to save a student who was in danger of failing, he showed the compassion that emanated from a deep love of Jesus Christ, which reached to those whose weaknesses would not ordinarily endear one to those whose life was so dissonant from his own. St. Paul reminds us that even Jesus did not please himself. For as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached thee fell upon me. He is, of course, talking about you and me, those whose righteousness, though it might at least at our best look reasonably good to the world, nevertheless was a reproach weighing on the shoulders of Jesus as he hung on the cross, not to please himself, but to please his Father in heaven, and so to win salvation for the world. It was only in emptying himself of all of his glory to please another that he was able to provide for us that which we could never have on our own, forgiveness and life eternal. Now St. Paul says, may the God who gives perseverance and encouragement grant you to be of the same mind with one another according to Christ Jesus. It isn't easy to please others. It oftentimes means that we must crucify ourselves and the desires that adhere to the natural man. It is the denial of self the denial of the lust for power and fame and wealth and position that enables us to please others, to put their welfare above our own, and so to be of the mind of Christ. Service can only be rendered by those who recognize that we are all one under the cross, none greater or lesser than another in our humanity, but all in need of forgiveness and redemption. Service comes when we willingly place others before ourselves, their needs before our own. In just a moment, we will celebrate the installation of two deaconess interns. We rejoice with them this morning as they are placed into this position that is another major step along the way to the time when they will serve as deaconesses in the church. It is a time of joy in their lives. But we also take note that a deaconess is one who goes out to serve, who carries with her the compassion of Christ, who offers mercy to the downtrodden and weary, who gives to drink of the water of life, taking no thought for her own success or station, but only of those she seeks to serve. Satisfaction comes to the soul in the washing of feet. Sometimes swollen, stinking, dirty feet, but feet that belong to the children of God, who need to hear the soothing balm of the gospel and see it brought by one whose life has been touched and transformed by the grace of God, pleasing not ourselves, but our neighbor, for his good, to his edification. In so doing, whether as a deaconess or pastor, we will with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and that is what is really right for me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.